They're gonna put me in the movies. Gobble, you 8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WAVD test. Sounding good, sir. NAWRO. Working on the macros.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KCAKJO. KCAKJO, KF8FGS. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How's the day going? Mine's just starting.
Connected to CMN Network.
Thank you. WSI Mobile. Good afternoon, KPA.
Are you heading this way?
Well, I'm heading back from this way.
Well, that went fast. Did you get it done, or did you just drop it off?
Well, we did what we could. We couldn't do the power thing because he needs a 100 watt, 30 dB attenuator to run the test on that meter, and he did not have one.
Couldn't you cut the power down, or are you supposed to do it at full power?
Well, the whole concept is it tests it at all power levels, so. I don't know if you can just, I still tell it don't do power, but even you really can't. But now I've got the tuner software to do it myself, so I can put it on the bench and adjust the levels to where they should be.
School. I like it.
Yeah, I was talking to Sean about where and how I was going to mount these units, and he made a suggestion, which I'm seriously thinking. I've got a spare tire in this thing I've never, ever used. I think maybe that might come out, and then they might go in that spot.
Yeah, you ain't changing a tire anyways. You're going to do what I do.
Call for help.
Not worth trying to change a tire on the side of the road anymore. You end up running over.
Yeah, well, usually if you call for help, then, you know, at least, you know, you still need a tire. Because, but these are, I guess I'm willing to take that risk.
Or you could build one of those fancy boards and put it in the trunk.
You know, it's a possibility, too. You mean in the tire well space? I am absolutely the worst at any kind of woodworking, so it's not something I could do.
Go to that Galls place, G-A-L-L-S. They supply a lot of police stuff. See if they make a board ready for it.
Where is this? What's it called? The Galls? Where are they located?
A lot of police vehicle stuff, parts, you know, stuff for cops, you know, firemen, things of that nature. I would look. It's called G-A-L-L-S. I'll just a second, let me check.
What are you doing, sir? Going to ATF? And it's TV.
Was it you, John? You're quite noisy.
Yeah, I pulled up.
2 feet at the traffic light, and the repeater came in a lot better. So what are you doing? Going to HF Mobile? You got to mount everything up. You got a big old HF amplifier you're going to be running. No, I got a new dual deck CPX setup. P25 analog, 100 watt each, in one single head. Ah, very good. Very good. Well, hey, listen, I just pulled in a parking lot. I got to back into a parking spot and get out and go inside. So I'll catch up with you later, Phil. Take care. Good luck with your install at HTV. Yeah, before you go, real quick, I was going to call you anyways. Are you going Monroe? Yeah, I got the same had last year. Are you inside? Yes. Okay. I wonder if I can get the table next to yours, or do you have extra? No, I just got two. I was thinking I had three last year, but I didn't. I only had two. I don't remember what you did last year. Did you make it last year? I think so. I don't remember. Maybe not. There might have been something came up. Oh, I might have been out of town. Now that I think about it. Yeah, I think you were out of town, and I used to be like along the wall. They put me in a center section last year, and I asked for the same spots I had last year. Then I realized, oh, those were some pretty sucky spots last year. So, we'll see. You know, I'll talk to them again, for next year. But I got two tables that's in the center section about three-quarters of the way back in that building. So, I just got them, just a couple of days ago. So go ahead and give him a call and see if he can get one right there. I know my buddy John came last year that day, and he got a table that somebody gave up. So I'd say send the guy an email from the website. There's a contact. No phone number, but there is a contact email, and he answered pretty quick. I got to run inside. I got an appointment I got to catch. And it's HTV. Yeah, that's Fred somebody. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Catch you later. KPR.
Couldn't find it. I thought maybe somebody would make up a board already. You know, a lot of that stuff is prefabbed. Maybe Sean would know where they get it. You know, I'm sure there's a company that makes them. Your car's pretty popular.
Well, I think it's mainly a circle. So if you get a piece of plywood and you cut a nice circle, you just get good dimensions. That'd probably work.
Did a quick search. I thought maybe, trunk radio mounts. Because you look in the back of some of the squad cars that I've seen, and those boards are made by somebody. You know, some company makes them.
Well, do you know anybody, if I measured it and got a piece of plywood and they can cut a nice, if it is indeed a circle, do you know anybody does that?
Not.
I'm sorry, did you say you do?
Bucket would work.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be a possibility. I'll take some measurements and some photos and send it to you. Tell me what you think.
I have that skill set.
Yeah, I lack that skill set big time.
Yeah. I still say you should just take it over to that guy and Troy and have him do it.
Well, what guy in Troy?
Let me send it to you. There's a guy that does, he did NAFAL's car, truck, beautiful install. And he does them for a lot of the police cars and fire departments, installs radios. And he had, it only was like $300, and he had everything put in his truck. The radio, the guy put it in a mount, the whole ball of wax, mounted the antenna, drilled the whole ball of wax. I mean, I got to thinking when I looked at that install, one, it was freaking beautiful. It had all the relays, the fuse boxes, everything else in it, and two, you know, the guy had it done in 2 hours. So it was a pretty amazing install. I'll send you the contact information. I'll email it to you. And I'll show you some of the stuff that this guy did.
Okay, well, you know, as far as all the other stuff, I've got that handled. It's just the mounting of these, the bricks. That's what I need some help with. I've already got the way I mount with the control head and everything is pretty stealthy. it looks like it's part of the car. When I'm done with it.
I thought I heard another voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was me trying to get in there. The place you're looking for is Synergy Wireless. Our Paul here, he used to work there. Quite a while ago, but he used to work there. We know the guys over there pretty good.
Okay, well, what was that name again? Your volume is about half a wall. He's had a race to crank it up.
It's because I'm long-arming the Cisco. The place is called Synergy. Synergy Wireless, I think.
Damn, they're in Troy, huh? Okay. I will have to look both those things up, Galls and Synergy. All right, see if I can remember that. I'm going to have to make up a story.
See anything on Galls, but that Synergy place might be able to help you. Like I said, that Joe and 8SLA, that install was beautiful. Sean, I don't know if you saw the pictures or not. Of course, you probably already know about the guy's work, but just amazing. Go ahead, Sean.
No, I didn't see the install you're referring to, but he did tell me he sent them, and I've just got to get around to it, and I got to figure out where he sent them. But, very good. They do good work, so I don't know if they'd be able to help fill out necessarily unless he was looking for something more conventional. I think he's looking for something. Well, I don't know. You never know. It'd be worth asking him.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Can check it out Monday. So I guess, well, maybe I can call him this afternoon yet, too.
For all that frogging around, and these guys, that's all they do, it might be worth it.
All right. I'll check these things out. All right, talk to you guys later. Sean, I'm sure we'll see you tomorrow, unless you're... You said you had a project. Are you
going to
be at breakfast?
Yeah, my project is after breakfast.
All right. See you tomorrow then. Catch you guys later. KPR. Wally.
I'm going to send you and Sean pictures of this guy's work. I think I'm going to have him install it in my truck. For that kind of money, it's not worth the effort. Okay, I sent that guy's kid stuff. So, let's see here. Thought I had the contact information. But yeah, Sean was right. That was the name of the company. WABD clear.
KKKJL.
W8FU.
Well, good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you, fine sir. There we go. I got it out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah, good afternoon. Oh, man, just hitting the road here. What a beautiful day.
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I'm up here at 696 in Orchard Lake. Done for the day.
I guess the question is, at 696 in Orchard Lake, how are you going to get home?
Ancient Chinese secret. Telegraph, north.
Yeah, telegraph to what? I'm just trying to think of the... I assume you're going to go north when you get to the craft, or before you get to it.
59.
All right, yeah, that could work. So, I guess that makes sense. Telegraph will get you up there pretty quick.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, we could have gone 275 to 59 to Davis, and Davis is 75 to 696 to 94. But that's a whole lot of twists and turns going through Highland Park. We're going through here. We're just cruising down 696 to the Lodge, and then the Lodge off the Telegraph, and then Telegraph North. Usually hit Square Lake. Either or, that doesn't one stick to the other.
Hold on, my phone's making a bunch of noise at me. I'll be at a few, be back.
Hey, AWOJ, Tom, you're in my neck of the woods now. Yeah, I'm staring at, what is this, about 696. Well, as close as you are, I think you're not coming in so good. You're kind of coming in like you're almost home. I'll see that heat out there, because then I'm going to bump an awful warm. Oh, that's quite a trip over there. Kind of missed the Phil's machine being over here down the road from me there. That told us, that was quite a good area, good location to put that thing.
Yeah, it's going to be back up soon. He's in progress, and however it goes from there. And then TJ's machine, for some silly reason, isn't linking up. Up, you can receive transmit on it, the frequency alone, but it doesn't link right now for some silly reason.
Yeah, that's the one I was always using to get in RF to the FBI system, but it hasn't been linked in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think it's being worked on. I think it's with the node. Linkage is, I'm not sure if it's linked by node or by microwave, but yeah, I know it's had some issues.
Yeah, it was a really good machine there for quite a long time. It seemed like it had a pretty good footprint. Then it got a little, it was doing some wacky things, and it lost the link, so I started using my node again.
Well, if I was going to use my node, then I got to take it out of the house and put it in my van and then hook up my 4G or my LTE modem, and, you know, connect it up that way, along with the power source. So I'm like, I can get into the warren for a while. I'm okay.
Yeah, I've been been kind of wanting to do the same with my clear note there, bring it in the car with a little battery deal, one of these things to charge up phones and all that, and give it a try, but I never go very far. Everything I have to get to is within a couple of miles, so it's hardly worth dragging the stuff in there to try it out. Yeah, I may eventually buy another one, you know, another Pi, get a Pi 4, and put, you know, All-Star on and get another All-Star node. But, that's later. You know, I use it mostly at home now, which is where it belongs, along with my open spot for DMR. Yeah, I bought a Pi 5 with the intent of making a node out of it kind of thing, but I cannot find a radio hat for it or an MMTVM board to fit it. So it's running a desktop. Oh, I got one of those little All-Star radios for it through USB. That would be All-Star software on the Pi. I saw a couple of videos on YouTube like that where they took some cheap Bofangs. I think there was two of them, one for receive and one for transmit or something like that. They kind of took them apart, took the covers off of them, and got rid of a wire or two and added a wire or two to hook to the Pi Star. And I thought, well, that looks a little too involved for me, especially to start out. So I haven't taken that route yet. Mine just got a little USB-C cord on it, came with the radio. I mean, the radio itself is like 50 bucks. I mean, I think it's a full investment for the memory chip and the metallic case for it, you know, the thick case for it. Look around, see if I can't find that out. That'd be kind of worth it. I mean, it's doing fine as a desktop there, but I would like to get another All-Star node kind of thing, just to play with it and see how it works out. Yeah, it just sits there and runs. I mean, if I can figure out how to do the Wi-Fi, I cook it up to Wi-Fi, but I hooked it up to one Wi-Fi, and then I took it out and hooked it up to a regular LTE modem. Head into my car for a bit, my van, and then after that I hooked back up, so it wasn't connected up to the Wi-Fi, but it would work hardwired for my bit. That's all right. Good enough for me. So I got 2-way port switches. I got one on the front, one behind the TV, that's where all my fiber network's at. And my voice phone is off of that also, so it serves its purpose. Been on DMR. I haven't heard you lately. I monitor usually the FBI and statewide one on the other VFO there. I haven't heard nothing on statewide one for quite a long time. And I used to remember hearing you wandering around on the freeways over on the west side of the state, and whatever radio you were doing was roaming from repeater to repeater. I thought that was pretty neat. Back and forth.
talking on the cell phone for an hour and a half, 2 hours when you're driving. KCAK2, I think Sean might be bad.
ADAWOJ, are you up north on Telegraph? It sounds like you're getting much, much further away. I can barely understand you.
Yeah, I'm still on the warm repeater for my Telegraph and Telegraph and Maple, I think.
Oh, that's pretty close. You'll be going by Lone Pine pretty soon, I think the next month. Next leg you come to there. Yeah, I'm surprised because you're not coming in very good. But you're going all the way to Warren and then back. So, there was a couple of guys, Keith and a couple other guys that used to have a morning drive, and they were on the KAPLW in Detroit there. And, boy, that was an awesome repeater. And, some guys sounded like they were sitting on my porch over here.
Well, I just turned Bill's machine, and I'm going to tee up over here at Maple and Telegraph, so Warren is still keeping me on, so that's a good sign. Nice being with me.
Yes, sir. I just noticed that my battery's about to die on this little HT of mine, so I'm going to have to get on out of here, and I think my stomach started to chew a little bit on my backbone, so might as well make a sandwich or something while I'm at it. So, you have a good trip on the rest of your way home there, and we'll catch you later. KEAWOJ.
Sounds good, Rick. Go get something to eat. Charge your battery. I still got a ways to go, so I'll be lurking as always. 73, KCAK2.
Yo.
Yeah, okay, so I got this working. You can believe what the output power was at the lower end of the UHF band. Just give me a guess.
130.
141.
Ow.
Yeah, so I did all the adjustments, and the low and mid power were pretty much spot on after that, but the mid-high and high were still off somewhat. I had to just lower the values in the in the CPS, like if I wanted 85, I had to put in like 79 or something like that, or I can't remember what I put in to get it to come to 85.
Did you transition from the monitor's watt meter to the bird watt meter?
I use my service monitor. Now I'm going through the bird, like I'm on low power and showing. Well, I'm going through a little diplexer and some cables and stuff. Now it's showing about 19 watts. So that's some loss, but seems to be fairly accurate.
Yeah, well, now that you know the process, you can fine-tune it. But now do you get to pick what? Low, medium high, and higher?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I can pick, I can select those. So I wanted 85 for the high, so I had to set it because it's still coming off a little bit wrong. Like I said, set it for like 72, and it comes out about 85. And I'd probably do that alignment again and try to tweak those. I'm good with this. VHF lined up almost perfectly, after I tuned it.
You know, when Motorola says those will do 100 or 110, they'll literally do drop a brick on them, and they'll do 110 till the cows come home. So I know you're throttling it back, but totally not necessary.
Yeah, something came on the other band, and I missed the very end of what you said. I had a switch. Swap radios and then turn the volume down on that one. There's got to be a button to do that, to just mute the other band.
Mute sub, yeah. Anyhow, you know what I said was, I know you're throttling it back to 85, and, you know, if this were a Kenwood or an amateur rig or something like that, yeah, you see what might be a wise idea. But that Motorola will do 100 watts all day, drop a brick on it until the cows come home. So it's really not necessary unless you have a reason you want to give up the 15 watts. Not that they really matter all that much.
I figure if I'm transmitting 85 watts and I can't hit whatever I'm listening to it with that, I don't think I'll be able to hear it at all, either.
No, most repeaters are 100. And by the time you take into account cavity losses and feed line losses and everything like that, and then sums made up in their antenna gain. But, you know, the idea is to be symmetrical, you know. If you got 100 watts delivered to the antenna, you got 100 watts delivered to your antenna at the car, you should be fairly symmetrical. But, I mean, 85 is as arbitrary as, you know, why not 80? Or 75? You know, or go the other direction and make it 90. You know, say, why 85? But, anyhow, you see it'll do 140-something. That's because it's designed to do 100 until the cows come home.
Yeah, well, I was just going up 20-watt steps, you know, starting 25, 45, 65, 50, 85. That was my thought on it.
Well, there you go. There's a good reason. So, I just was wondering, you know, why 85? I thought you were doing that because you were worried about the PA or something, but no, that works. So, very good. I wouldn't even probably run the 100 waters. I mean, I wouldn't turn one down if one came up for the right deal, but I'd be looking for more of the mid-power ones.
Yeah, it's just about where I live here. You know, getting into the, Warren P25 and the UHF can be difficult without the external power.
Oh, no, I get it. You got it, and you don't have to use it. I guess the downside is you just got to have the heavy power wiring, and, you know, and then you don't have to use it. Well, the larger size and a little bit more less convenient mounting, but minor things. You work all those out, and you get the best of all worlds.
Yeah, and I called that guy. I talked to the guy from that company in Troy. Bit of a character.
I don't know him. I know of him, and I think I've met him. But just very, very briefly, Paul knows him. I think Paul worked with him. So you want to know? know anything about them, that place, or anything like that, Paul's a good resource for that.
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to stop by there on Wednesday and have a look at my trunk. I like your idea, and I already took this tire out and measured it. I think that's the way to go. So, you know, I was going to put this in this weekend, but I'm going to hold off and try to do something like that, depending on what we can come up with.
Yeah, honestly, I'd have never thought of doing something like that until they sold me a car without. And I thought, how can they do that? And they're like, everybody does that now. Really? So, okay. And then I looked at that hole and I said, oh, I got plans. So, anyhow, it's a nice spot if you can get over the, you know, what it was intended for.
Well, that actually solves an issue for me, because when I had the Kenwood in there in that left side section, and I had that, you know, the whole covering for the trunk area, you know, was tilted because it was rose up, and I was debating, do I want to cut off that section and just, you know, just before the radio, just chop that off, and then if I ever take the radios out, you have the missing section. Well, if I could put it underneath there, that solves that problem.
Yes, it do. And you could probably do something like where if you're ever going to take a trip where you wanted to have it with you, you could, you know, if you put them on a board before they go in that cubby, then you could pull them out, disconnect them, drop the tire back in there for the trip. And, you know, and then just run some sort of alternative, you know, radio, throw one of your programmable radios in there and just have a jumper that you can splice into the antenna. So a lot of ways you can go.
True, yeah. So let me meet with this guy, see what he says. I don't know. I don't want to pay what Joe paid, but I'm, you know, I'm asking, I'm not, all I want him to do is to fabricate that piece that goes into the trunk, you know, and I can do the rest.
I looked at the pictures, and it's well done, but I'm better.
Yeah, I know what you mean, so. All right, talk to you later. I'm going to wrap this up for now. And we'll see what this guy says. All right, catch you later. Thanks for the help today. And though it didn't quite work out, so now you know what you got to get in case you get another one of these. So if you see one of those, you know, grab it. One of those attenuators. So catch you later. W8FUKP.
Yeah, I think I'm going to run through the routine for the mid-power units and see if they have any special requirements like that. I don't think so. And so the likelihood we're going to see those high-power units is slim to none, so it'll be hard to justify getting one for the shop. And then, if it's going to be for personal use, I'm never going to have access to 8800, so moot point. All right, W8FU.
Well, one other thing. When the guy asked me what I was putting in there, I told him what it all is, and he said, oh, wow. He says, what'd you pay for that thing? And I said, I don't know, what do you think? And he's saying, like, oh, you know, $6,000? And I told him, and he just about fainted, I think.
That's pretty cool. First one I'd ever seen. And I'm in the business, so. But, you know, we have a fairly focused range.
Roger. All right. Catch you later. Okay, PX.
WAFU. WABD.
Connected to CMN Network.
Dolly, wait, baby.
KFA SKZ, listening.
WBA KLL, KFA GIC. KFA GIC, clear.
Going, Jake.
Okay, Pierre.
All very good. How about you?
Doing good. Just sitting out here in the middle of the lake, enjoying the beautiful clear skies and sunshine.
Yes, it is. I'm sitting outside enjoying the sun. The sun in the back of me. I'm sitting here outside. And it's really very nice outside. I just have to do a little work outside then. And I said, let me sit down a little bit and relax.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's just gotta do, gotta relax. Will you see you at breakfast tomorrow?
Sure, that's for sure. No problem at all.
All right, well, save a spot for you and leave the porch light on.
Thank you. Leave the car light on.
It's like Motel 6. All right, some friends of ours are just got their boat out. They're heading this way. We're going to ride around the lake together. So, catch you later. KAPR. Good night, Chip.
I'll take care. KFADIC.
W8 Monkey Butt. All right, I keyed. It's W8FU.
KFADIC.
How you doing, Jack? A little light in the system, but hear ya.
How about now? You know any better?
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, there's a little noise in there with you, but you're solid. I hear 100%.
I was on the other side of the house, but now I'm on the clear side of the house. And yeah, how you doing, son?
Oh, not too bad. Just on my way home with some food. And, Hey, that was, what's her face? Kay, the old waitress. Just walking down the street here. Anywho, just pulling up at home here with, some food. That's about it.
Yeah, not much going on except sunshine, beautiful weather, 78 here. Enjoying the outside a little bit.
Oh yeah, good weather. Nice to be out. I was inside for a bit earlier. My son was over and got a new critter here that we're trying to break in, but now it's all calmed down. Maybe I'll get out for an hour before the sun goes down. Who knows, but I got to eat first. All right, I'm home. I'll catch you later. KF8DRC, W8FU, after yours.
Enjoy the food. Take care. We'll see you. We'll see you for breakfast. KF8DRC.
Yeah, we'll be there. W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8, GBA, listen.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8, GBA listening. KF8, GBA listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.